You mentioned the issue of myelotoxicity. What else do you see specifically with TPF, and how much of a problem is febrile neutropenia when you're using growth factors?
When I use the growth factors, I don't see too much febrile neutropenia. It tends to control it very well. Most of the side effects that I've seen from TPF really are based on the 5-FU, and patients will describe a mucositis or sort of a hand-foot syndrome, and those types of toxicities have been the thing to compel me to either hold the 5-FU or decrease it. But generally, if a patient is doing well and you can keep their blood counts up, they tolerate the regimen decently.